Bulletin, Robin. Bulletin.
Yes, what is it?
John Keister's show is on the verge of extinction.
No!
Yeah, he's trying to syndicate it now.
He's been trying to syndicate it for 15 years.
Has he?
These syndication deals aren't working out like they should these days, are they?
No. Syndication is a tough racket.
It sure is. You know,
trying to get a show in Colfax, Washington, not easy. It ain't easy. Ouch. Woo. Hi, Baby New Year. I wanted to check in with you and see if you're making any progress.
Hi, boo-boo.
I changed out of my baby diaper into underoos.
No, have you? Oh, have you got Scooby-Doo underoos?
It's a nice look for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Roy, it's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I gotta go to the phone.
Yeah, would you please?
Yes, good morning.
All right, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, did you make a stinky? Thanks.
There is nothing as foul and odoriferous as you, my toilet-swimming beast. That isn't even... Hi.
Is this Robin?
Not Hello. Today.
No, it is. Hello, what's up?
Hi. Who's this?
Okay.
Okay. And, yes, go ahead.
Happy New Year to you, Madam Fabulina, and to John Maynard as well.
Well, how lovely. Here's a pop quiz for you this morning for a Robin and Maynard prize pack. It was on this day in history, January 3rd, 1931. Melville Dewey created something. What was it? Something we're all familiar with, something every one of us has used. Tell Robin and Maynard, what was it?
Melville Dewey was responsible for what, friends?
Yes. Huh? What
bubble gum.
Bubble gum.
It's not bubble gum.
Of course not. Good morning.
Dewey Decimal System.
There you are.
Good boy.
My little library friend.
Yeah.
Sir?
Yes.
What is your name?
Mike Wheeler.
Oh, Wheeler, you haven't won enough, have you?
It's okay. This prize pack isn't going to be that grand. So
I hope it's got some very foul things in it.
You don't have to grill them.
All right, hang tight a second. Wheeler's out for another 6 months, so that's good news. Anyway, yeah, the Dewey Decimal System. Easy enough. Do you know how it works? You ever file in the library?
Constantly, Robin.
The point ones, sure. The point ones, point six.
Yeah, what is the point
totally
one?
Totally history, I believe. I mean, it's all, I never got it right, which is one of the reasons that library cart was constantly a mess. I actually was removed from, what do they call it? You got a period off of school so you could work at the library cart. You were probably one of those guys that took around the TV sets and the film strip guys.
I was kind of a guy to work in the library, as you can tell, with this vast almanac of knowledge that I spew constantly.
It's either knowledge or something else.
Okay.
Well, I've had some invitations in my life, Maynard. I've had a couple of good ones here and there, Tower Club occasionally, over in Bellevue or downtown, but none quite as fine as this one. And you wanted to do what, Helsvig? You wanted Maynard and I...
We'll buy you lunch. Meet us at the Sunset Bowling Alley at noon on Saturday.
All right, we'll be there, Bob. See you.
You well?
Yeah, I'll meet you right out in front.
Okay, he's accepted the date.
Oh, I hope he calls back constantly.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me hot.
Robin and Maynard program, and it is Wednesday morning, John. This is your time to shine right now. It says right here there's a John Maynard News with a big gold star. So let's have it, buddy, and let's have it big.
Here's the news while it's hot. Here's worldwide news from on the spot.
Meteor shower is underway right now. I mean, at this very moment.
What's the name of this one, Johnny?
It is the Quadrantids, up to 100 an hour. And now here is the Robin and Maynard meteor warning system. Are we up with that yet?
Oh, there's the warning signal. There it is.
Run, look at the meteor shower.
Yes, on the phone. Go ahead.
Yes, what direction do I look to see the meteors?
Up.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, you know, you guys think, I don't know what your choice for the number one record of the year is, but I do know the single, Best New Artist.
Yeah.
What we came up with. Well, I can't do the introduction myself.
Yo, dog.
Yes, dog.
I'm down
you
with
are.
M&M Peanut.
You are?
Down to the brown.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course I do. And this
May
is...
I have your attention, please?
Yeah, babe.
Y'all act like you never seen peanut before. Jaws all on the floor when M&M Peanut comes through the door. My thin candy shell casted a spell. Colors my mood, I'm a peanut dude. Red, I'm hot. Blue, I'm cool. You don't want to know what happens when I get down to the brown. Yellow means corny and green, I'm horny. Look, I'm grabbing my nut. Hey, M&M, are you a tough guy? I don't think so. I've passed chicka sticks tougher than you. Ooh. Watch this. Off of the diving board, into the pool of chocolate. and into a thin candy shell. Bulletproof. For the Hip Hop Awards. A&M. Word to the turd. You're a pixie stick in Candy Town, Whitey.
Hey, Whitey. Yay! That's some rap.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say rap?
Uh-huh.
I meant crap. That's some real crap, homie.
Right.
Well, that was different. And if your marriage has turned different, I'll be here. Rick Jones at Goldberg Jones. And the number is 1-800-DIVORCE.
Outstanding.
Oh, my. Well, that's outstanding.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're by your lodge. Meet us at the Sunset Bowling Alley at noon on Saturday.
All right, we'll be there, Bob. See you.
You will?
Yeah, meet you right out in front.
Let's enjoy an intermission.
The television event of the year. Hitler, the rise of evil.
Popsicle! Sorry about that. I lost my temper. Wow, gesundheit, sorry. First, I'm crazier than hell, and now I can't quit sneezing.
Batman will become a tyrant.
Adolf, I'm turning the reins of power over to you. Germany is now yours, at least until I return from vacation. You won't cause any problems now, will you?
Oh, don't worry, von Hindenburg. Everything's just swinging. Where are you going?
I'm taking a little Zeppelin flight across the Atlantic to New Jersey.
Well, good luck to you. I hope you have a smooth landing.
Hitler, the rise of evil.
Hello, hello. As you know, I am thinking about taking over Germany and running. I've already done that. I'm thinking about... Sorry. I'm off with the head of the speechwriter. And I'm also thinking about dropping a 354 Hemi in my Volkswagen. By the way, is the gentleman who invented the Volkswagen anywhere in the crowd? In the crowd!
Right back here, mein Führer!
That's for all the timing chain noise I've had to put up with all these years. Couldn't stand that.
The television event of the year. Hitler, the rise of evil.
Ava.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like my womb broom? Or do you think it makes me look crazier than hell?
You know, Adolf, it's not so much the womb room that bothers me, it's the heads, it's the greasy.
Well, it's not so much it's greasy.
It is greasy.
But you like the womb room.
I don't mind the womb room, but I just say
greasy. But you don't like the hair.
That's the grease.
Well, I got the idea from a guy named Mo.
Mo?
You know, knock, 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 Mo.
Actually, no, I don't know Mo.
Hold on, Ava, you're losing your...
Well, your accent's just swell,
too,
Chuckles.
Your accent sucks.
Hitler, the Rise of Evil, CBS Tuesday.
Events and persons portrayed on this show are fictitious. Any similarity to genuinely entertaining people or events is purely coincidental.